This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Something hilarious is happening in the realm of conspiracy theories and conspiracy facts. You notice how all these conservative, sort of mainstream conservative talk radio people, they always like to claim, I don't believe in conspiracies. We don't cover conspiracies. We're not conspiracy theorists and so on. I'm talking about Dan Bongino. I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh. Maybe to some extent, Sean Hannity. And by the way, they're all doing great work. They're doing great work, but they are still resisting acknowledging the conspiracies that they themselves are exposing. They won't call them conspiracies. This is what's fascinating. I mean, look at what's come out now. The James Comey memos came out, and they showed that he conspired with CNN to leak information about the Trump dossier, which was a completely fictional document paid for by the DNC and Hillary Clinton. And this document then, through the FBI, through James Comey, was allowed to get some major press play on CNN so that James Comey himself could call for a special counsel of Robert Mueller. And then Robert Mueller, of course, would go in and investigate anything and everything and put every Trump associate under intense scrutiny and even have 3 in the morning raids, armed raids on people like Cohen, one of Trump's attorneys, or Paul Manafort for that matter. This was all a setup. It was all a conspiracy. This was a deep state conspiracy. And when you listen to people like Bongino, who's great, by the way, he does some great work. And again, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity and others, you listen to them and they condemn InfoWars and they condemn Alex Jones because they say, well, Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist. And then they say, and now to today's news, you know, James Comey secretly leaked classified documents in order to get Robert Mueller appointed as special counsel. Like, people, you are describing a conspiracy. Sean Hannity is uncovering conspiracies every day. Conspiracies involving Loretta Lynch, involving Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page. How can you not see the depth of that conspiracy? I mean, you have the texts from Peter Strzok, whatever his name is, and Lisa Page. They're texting about an actual conspiracy. Oh, we have to have a backup plan. You know, we have to have an insurance plan, they said, just in case Donald Trump gets elected. You know, we have to make sure we can discredit him. And the whole Russia collusion scheme is a grand conspiracy involving the media, involving the FBI, involving the deep state. It involves, you know, political activists and George Soros funders for these kinds of activities and so on. This is a massive, massive conspiracy. And it's all now coming out. And yet the very people talking about it still claim, oh, we don't cover conspiracy theories. Oh, really? Then what was your whole show about? You know, Dan Bongino, what did you just talk about, Rush Limbaugh? You talked about a massive conspiracy, and yet you have been pummeled into such obedience that you don't dare use the word conspiracy. Why? You know, bottom line is, look, I don't want to criticize all these people too much because they're doing great work, but frankly, they just don't have the backbone that Alex Jones has. They simply don't. And Alex Jones takes a lot of heat, of course. And not everything he says is 100% correct, but he issues corrections when he gets it wrong. Most of what he's being accused of saying, he never actually said. The media makes it up. Why? Because they're running another conspiracy to destroy Alex Jones because he's actually exposing the actual conspiracies that are happening that Rush Limbaugh won't call a conspiracy, even though he uncovers the conspiracy. You see how insane this whole thing is? And one of the theories about, or the criticisms of so-called conspiracy theorists for the longest time has been, oh, there's no way that hundreds of people in government could participate in a massive cover-up. Somebody would talk. Somebody would leak. There's no way that hundreds of people could run a conspiracy. Oh, really? You start to look at what the deep state has been doing with James Comey and Loretta Lynch and Peter Strzok and all those, and Barack Obama. It is thousands of people inside the Obama administration, from the EPA to the IRS, Lois Lerner, every government regulator that was appointed under Obama, and every federal judge appointed by Obama, you know, every corporation that had secret ties to Obama, they're all part of a grand conspiracy. They all act in concert to destroy liberty, to destroy Trump, to make sure the Democrats win elections forever. I mean, Facebook was involved in a conspiracy. They gave Obama and his reelection campaign access to all Facebook data in 2012. And then they turn around and they condemn the Trump administration for using Facebook data for the 2016 election. Facebook leaked everything to the Obama team. And Obama's people were bragging about it. You had these like left-wing, like, we were so awesome and brilliant. We just used all the data and we had a massive database. And we were going to make sure that Obama got elected forever. And the Republicans didn't have access to this data because we were brilliant analysts. And it's just on and on. You hear these interviews, you're like, why do they all talk that way, by the way? What is wrong with these highbrow academic left cultists? They always talk like metrosexual pathetic morons. I don't know. How do you even learn to talk that? It's there's something. It's like we were doing so awesome. I don't know. It's like Valley Girl combined with metrosexual speak. And they're proud of how they commit election fraud, and they're proud of how they've broken the rules. And you know, again, the conspiracy involves all these people. Leftists are all part. I should say leftists in positions of power and influence, not like everyday Democrat voters, but all the leftists in positions of power and influence, they're all part of this conspiracy. They're willing to do anything. They're willing to break the rules. They're willing to commit fraud. They're willing to fund a fake Trump dossier. They're willing to leak to the press, and they have repeatedly throughout the Trump administration. They're willing to commit felony crimes. They're willing to violate national security protocols, as Hillary Clinton did with her own server. Her email server. They're willing to destroy evidence. They're willing to obstruct justice. They're willing to use the judicial system to block executive orders from the president. They're willing to do anything, whatever it takes. They're willing to kill people. How do you think Seth Rich got killed? Huh? How do you think Andrew Breitbart died? If you don't realize those two people were murdered, then you are so far behind the curve, you may never catch up. You should probably even stop trying. Those two people were murdered. Seth Rich was murdered because he was the leaker of the DNC insider info that the DNC is trying to blame on WikiLeaks. And of course, Andrew Breitbart was murdered because he had a tape on Obama that would have destroyed the Obama presidency. And he was too stupid about it. And he bragged about it publicly. He said he's going to release it in 48 hours. And they killed him within that 48 hours. You know, Breitbart just didn't have the security mindset that I have and Alex Jones has and others like that. You know, Breitbart, great guy, did a lot of great things, but kind of naive about personal security, frankly, and they killed him, sadly. You know, he was a pioneer in independent media, and they killed him. And they will try to kill others to silence them. I'm telling you, the left cult is a grand networking conspiracy of left-wing cultists in government, in academia, in the court system, you know, in still in the deep state inside the executive branch. They run the corporations. They're on all the corporate boards for all the powerful, you know, Coke and Pepsi and Nestle and Monsanto and everybody else. It's all a grand conspiracy. And those who say there are no conspiracies are just freaking morons. They're just illiterate, stupid people. Of course there are conspiracies. You're seeing them every day. Just look at the DOJ investigation of Robert Mueller or Andrew McCabe and James Comey. Just look what's coming out. It's all proof of conspiracies. Conspiracies to destroy Trump. Conspiracies to overthrow the country. you know, how do you think communists came into power in China or Cuba or other places? Because they ran giant organized conspiracies to overthrow the country, take over the government, kill all liberty-minded people, and run the country as a communist regime. And that's what they did. And that's why they're communists to this day. And that's what the left wants to this day. California wants to become North Korea. And California, by the way, is about to pass a law that would criminalize selling the Bible. It's a fact. It would criminalize any bookstore that sells the Bible. This is California today. They are radical left-wing cultists. They hate Christians. They hate Trump. They hate the Constitution. And they are willing to conspire with each other to do anything and everything that it takes to overthrow the country and install a communist regime in the White House and to run the media as a communist. You know, look at CNN. It's practically the communist news network at this point. And they're not even ashamed of it. They're just all out communists. They love it. But hey, I got to wrap this up. Things are all coming to a head. I've also got, of course, Reel.video launching soon, a free speech platform for you. It's the alternative to YouTube. So check it out at Reel.video. You can sign up now. That goes live July 4th. And finally, I'm launching a new show with InfoWars. It's called Counterthink. And the episodes will be viewable at counterthink.com. And InfoWars is broadcasting them, I believe, on Sundays. I filmed a couple of episodes already. More are coming, lots more. It's going to be a once-a-week show on the InfoWars network. So there's a lot coming, folks. Stay tuned. The conspiracies are real. They're all being exposed. And anybody who claims to be a conservative radio talk show host who isn't acknowledging the conspiracies that they're actually covering and exposing, you know, I got to tell you, they just don't have the courage. They shouldn't. come on. Limbaugh, Bongino, Hannity, you're all doing great work, but just be honest about the existence of conspiracies, okay? Be willing, have the courage to use the word. Because you're covering conspiracies every day and you're still afraid to call them conspiracies. And it's just stupid, frankly. Your audience knows that conspiracies are real. You might as well just acknowledge the conspiracies and just be upfront about it. That's all I'm saying. You're doing great work, but you know, you're holding back. Are you afraid of being criticized? I hope you're past that at this point. Because in this political play right now, it's winner takes all. We either fight back and we protect this republic, and we protect Trump's presidency, and we protect our liberties, or we lose everything, and this becomes a communist regime, and they will murder, execute, or arrest every conservative talk show host. So you might as well just go all out, go for it, and tell the truth right now. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com, and most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.